Siemens Healthineers and Leia present a shower of potato chips, a magnetic story. It was a city by the sea. Early morning, you could see cars of all sorts and hear their horns near the port. Move on, move on. In a house nearby, Mr. Leo Kajo got up early. Two slices of bread, coffee, and there he goes, to the potato chip factory that was so close. Waiting for him, a huge plastic bag full of packs of chips to sell. What a smell! Some had salts, others pepper, that could make your tongue sting. The packages were made of resistant waxed paper. You could read the name of the factory on all packages closed so carefully by meticulous workers. The salesman of the potato chips passed by the port. What a lively cohort! You could hear horns honking and the loud noise of a machine lifting the cargo to load the ships. Keep loading it. One more. One more. Careful now. This one weighs a ton.
The ships are so noisy. I'm dying to smell the sea and promote my delicious potato chips, Mr. Leo Kajo thought. He could already see the white sand, hear waves crashing, oh, so grand. Families spread with a joyful sound. Umbrellas open, beachward bound. You've never tried potato chips like these, I bet, proclaimed Mr. Leo Kajo. In no time, 12 packs were sold. But suddenly, Mr. Leo Kajo stopped to see a tugboat.
These are so good! Delicious!
I love these with pepper.
My favorites are the plain chips with salt. They're so yummy! Let me try them!
The noisy tug was heading towards a large ship on his way to take it to the port. Mr. Leocadio had eyes fixed on the sea. He got distracted and didn't see when two seagulls stole all his potato chips. "Give back my chips," Mr. Leocadio tried to command while running in the sand. And then an alarm rang. Turned on a tiny toy robot by mistake. What a mess it made.
My chips! My chips! Give them back, you pesky seagulls!
Robotic mess. Mr. Leocadio yelled on his knee. Oh, my chips were stolen from me! Alarmed, everyone looked towards the sky. A girl in a wheelchair even honked a horn nearby. It was a big mess. A man stopped his car to watch the show, leaving the engine running a steady flow. A shower of potato chips. Look! Potato chips falling from the sky! I never thought rain could be so yummy! As soon as the potato chips hit the floor, people started to pick them up. Some boys were eating and asking for more. Mr. Leocadio cried in lament. Oh, what a loss! Now I must pay the factory every cent! But as soon as they turned off the robot, a boy named Joao and his sister Rita didn't stay in one spot. They asked everyone for money for the chips and paid the poor salesman everything, who could say only one thing. Thank you, kids! Thank you, kids. In a few minutes or more, all the packages were paid for. And on that sunny beach day, everything turned out okay. Mr. Leocadio ended up selling all his yummy potato chips much sooner than expected. This is the end of the story, but remember, imagination is endless. Thank you for joining this adventure. You are so brave.